Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into what feels like a bit of a financial whirlwind for Australian homeowners.
Yeah, it's certainly been volatile.
Remember that relentless cycle. RBA hikes from May 2022 all the way to November 23 pushed rates way up.
Felt like they'd never stop.
Well, that whole story's flipped. We're now in an easing cycle. Cuts started rolling out. February brought it down to 4.1%.
And another one expected, what, May 2025? Down to 3.85%?
Exactly. And forecasts are hinting maybe 3.35% late 25, early 26. It's this whipsaw that's left people feeling squeezed.
Uh-huh. And you hear that term, the loyalty tax.
Right. Where if you stay put, you often end up paying way more than a new customer. Doesn't seem fair, does it?
Not really, no.
So our mission today is to unpack how, you know, the really savvy mortgage brokers are helping you navigate all this, helping you get, well, genuinely better financial outcomes. Okay, so with rates shifting so dramatically, what's happening out there with the lenders? Are they just watching? Or is it game on?
Oh, it's absolutely game on. Fierce competition. It's sparked this wave of really aggressive cashback offers.
Cashbacks? Like how much are we talking?
Often $2,000, $3,000, even $4,000. Looks great on the surface, right? Free money.
Sounds tempting.
Yeah. But you've got to look at the conditions. There are always conditions. Minimum loan sizes, maybe 250K.
Okay.
And usually a max loan-to-value ratio, LVR, typically 80%. So it's not for absolutely everyone.
Right. So there are hoops to jump through. But you mentioned before the real value a broker brings.
Yeah.
It's more than just a low rate or a flashy cash back. What's the sort of deeper strategy?
Yeah. What's fascinating, I think, is that it's about the net financial outcome. That's the goal.
Net financial outcome.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that actually involve?
Well, it means a proper cost analysis. Looking at the comparison rate legally, that includes most fees, so you get a true picture, apples to apples.
Right. The comparison rate is key.
Absolutely. And it's navigating all those other potential fees, like break costs if you're on a fixed loan, or discharge fees from your old lender. These can add up.
Hidden costs.
Exactly. And crucially, it's about making sure the new loan actually fits with your bigger picture, your goals. Maybe you want to consolidate debt, access some equity for renos.
So tailoring it.
Precisely. Think of them as like your proactive negotiation shield. Even when your old bank's retention team calls up trying to keep you with some last minute offer, the broker's already done the groundwork.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do these proactive brokers actually spot the right moment for you? What triggers are they looking for?
It's almost like, yeah, financial GPS, as you said. They're using their client databases, looking for specific opportunities, key triggers.
Like what?
Things like fixed rate expiries. They'll usually flag that 3 to 6 months out before you suddenly roll onto a potentially much higher variable rate.
Uh-huh. Get ahead of it.
Yeah. Then there are mortgage anniversaries, say 2, 3, 4 years after you settled. That's often when that loyalty tax really starts to bite because your rate hasn't kept pace with the market.
Okay, the 2 to 4 year mark.
Interesting. Also, improved LVRs. If your loan-to-value ratio drops below 80%, maybe through repayments or your property value going up.
Right. You've got more equity.
Exactly. That could mean ditching lender's mortgage insurance or just getting a sharper rate because you're seen as lower risk. And finally, the end of interest-only periods. That can be a big payment shock if you're not ready for the principal component kicking in.
Wow. Okay. They're really watching the details. But, you know, there's so much marketing noise out there. What should you as a homeowner be aware of? How do you cut through the hype?
That's a really important question. Consumer protection. You need to know that all financial advertising in Australia has rules. ASIC rules, Regulatory Guide 234. It has to be clear, accurate, and balanced.
So no wild promises.
Exactly. Brokers cannot make absolute guarantees. They can't say, I will save you thousands. It should be conditional, like, could potentially save you thousands. Big difference.
Okay, that's crucial. Potential savings.
And critically, if they advertise an interest rate, the comparison rate has to be right there, just as prominent, plus a warning saying essentially this rate is based on this example, yours might differ.
Right, because fees vary.
Yeah.
Okay, so drilling down further, what makes the most successful brokers so effective? What's their edge?
Honestly, it really comes down to data. They're not just reacting. They're incredibly data-driven.
Data. What kind of data are they using?
Key performance indicators, KPIs, things like customer acquisition cost, how much it costs to get you as a client, pull-through rate, how many applications actually make it to funded loans, and fallout rate clients who get approved, but then, you know, pull out for some reason. They track all this stuff.
How does that help me?
Well, By calculating their return on investment, say on marketing spend, they constantly refine how they operate. They learn which lenders are fastest for certain types of loans, which ones have smoother processes. It means less hassle, faster results, and a better experience for you. They're optimizing everything.
So it leads to efficiency, getting you the right deal faster.
Exactly. Less stress, quicker path to savings because they've crunched the numbers.
Okay, so wrapping up, this 2025 refinance market, it feels like more than just another shift. It seems like a really significant moment for homeowners here in Australia.
It absolutely is. A unique window, really.
And by understanding how these strategic brokers use the market, use data, and really focus on your overall financial situation, well, you're empowered, aren't you?
Definitely.
You're empowered not just to find a cheaper loan,
yeah,
but to actually optimize your whole financial future.
Mm.
And maybe the thought to leave you with is, it empowers you to demand that kind of sophisticated, proactive guidance for what's likely your biggest asset.